Chris, do we have an intro?
No, we'll figure it out.
We don't have an intro. Producer's cut. Praise interrupting. Praise interrupting. Booby. Oh, today I'm gonna be a little bit deep.
But okay, not, we were not deep that last deep. Week.
No. It's not. Okay. It's not deep in the sense of we're gonna cry or whatever. But it's just a check-in session.
Okay.
Just like we were busy shooting, we shot about 2 episodes today.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, every time you shoot these episodes, you tap into people's conversations.
Mm-hmm.
How do you really feel? Like, what goes on in your head? Do you also say, you know what, I actually relate and whatever you're saying? Because I sit here and I'm listening in. I'm like, yo. That's I just hectic. Had to check my life right now. Or yo, I just had to, like, am I actually okay? Do I need this? Do I need therapy? Because some people talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like a check-in. Firstly, how are you?
How am I? I will be fine.
What does that mean?
I just think I'm in a transition in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a transition or what. It's not an easy place, but I'm content.
That's good.
Right? I'm content, but I'm... Okay, I have my words. I'm content, but I'm challenged. I think I've got a lot of challenging things happening, but I'm content. I'm happy. There's so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And what I love about the conversations with other people is that you realize that we're always in duality. That's the word, in duality. And you listen to someone say, oh, I just did this big thing, but this is also what's happening. And so maybe I'm in... duality.
Yeah.
And then in terms of how I feel when someone's telling their journey, I'm a feeler. I feel deeply. And that's why when they cry, I cry.
Yeah.
And also I feel for other people who might have the exact same situation.
No, for sure.
So yeah.
So you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I'm fine.
You're fine. So yesterday, just to let you guys in, I was busy texting Booby. And she goes, I just got home. I'll respond to your text. I'm just overwhelmed.
I said, I need to breathe.
Yeah, you said, I need to breathe. And you know what? For the first time, I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. I'm not even going to send. Because usually what I do is that I'll send her messages. Even if she doesn't respond, I don't expect her to respond like now.
Yeah.
But at that time, I was just like, I'm not even going to tell you anything.
But do you know how I was feeling yesterday?
How?
So I came back from an event that I was emceeing, the Dove event.
Yes.
And
did great, by the way.
Thank you.
Did great.
And it was such a beautiful... You know when you're fully aligned and fully in something? It was so beautiful. And I came back home and I was exhausted. And exhausted in the sense that I'd just given my all to this thing. And... I was feeling grateful. I was feeling like I just poured out my everything. So when you sent me the messages of all the stuff I still have to do, I was like, I kind of need 5 minutes in. I still need to take all of this in. Like, I'm not ready to just move on, which is something I always do. Like, I'm always on to the next, and I'm teaching myself to not be an on to the next person. Like, I just had a beautiful day where I showed up and it was great. And it was a dream. Like, the work that I'm doing now is a dream for me. It doesn't mean it's easy, but I'm doing my dream work and I need to take it in.
And it's different because... I'm saying it's different. The work that you do, so like you said yesterday, you spent the whole day at a Dove event and you showed up, you did your work, you did your part for the day, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then here I am, I'm producing, I'm like, my job today is to make sure that everything is fine for tomorrow
and whatnot.
So in all honesty, I somehow expected you to come back and do 2 jobs in one day.
Yeah. Which sometimes I can.
It happens. But also, I am glad that you came back and you just needed that time to breathe. Although, like, things are rushing. We need to confirm. We need to do this. We had to buy flowers for our guests. And now I need to, like, confirm stuff. But at the time, we're just like, pause. Let me take some time.
Yeah.
And come back.
Also, we're not surgeons.
We're not.
Some things can actually wait. We respect surgeons, but some things can actually wait. And you have to kind of know that. Like, some things can actually really wait. Especially when most times you fully show up. So when you can't, like, you need to honor that.
And that's the power of having a team as well.
having a team.
Because when you can't show up, we're all there showing up for you, making sure that things are done.
How do you feel about being in the team? What's your experience like? We're a team of girls.
Yeah, we are.
One boy.
Yes.
My husband.
The boy being Brenda. Let me tell you. It's amazing. It's funny thing is, and you know, we always say, oh, I feel like this is, I was called for this. I was called to do this. It's my purpose. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But to be honest, and I think it's just happening in my whole life, right?
Yeah.
Right now on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I have been producing. I have been doing events. I've been working with people and stuff, mm-hmm. right? But now, every time I just get into wisdom and wellness work,
mm-hmm.
I go on my Pinterest board, I plan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like my Pinterest life.
You okay. always it feels like your Pinterest life. I love
like,
that.
It feels like my Pinterest life. But I think also because then I never really used to have the freedom to just express and do me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's because of the people I was working with, but also I don't know what was blocking me. I think it was myself or something. I still have to figure it out.
Yeah.
But right now I can fully be me. I can fully tap into my producer space. You guys are amazing. We work with amazing creatives.
Yeah.
Tati's amazing at what she does.
Like everyone is just like a creative genius.
Everyone is just like so amazing. Our ideas gel.
Yeah.
When Brendan sends me like videos that we shot, I'm like,
oh my gosh, it's all come to life. It's all come together.
I didn't know that it was going to look like this, exactly. But this is what I expected. But man, you just delivered. So I think it's just, I feel good, man. I'm happy. I'm never tired for this job.
Yeah, we know.
I'm never really tired for this job because I love it. It feels really good. How do you feel working with the team? And I'm happy we're having this conversation because a lot of people now work with people, right?
Yes.
They work with, you have a team. You're an influencer. You need an assistant.
Yeah.
You need a photographer. That's a team. So I think it's just also great to check in your team and also great to check in how you feel about the team.
It's, I don't know where I mentioned this. I do a lot of stuff, so I don't know where I say stuff. But I think I've had to, from the start of my salon up until now, I've kissed a lot of frogs to find my prince or princess. Being my team and fully take responsibility for that because I think I hadn't developed as a leader.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how to lead people. I didn't know about work culture. I didn't know about how to bring the best out of my team.
Yeah.
You see? So when you say, I feel like I'm living my Pinterest dream, that is a value of mine as a leader is that the people that are in my team need to be living in their dream.
Yeah.
So you're not trying to do what I'm trying to do because what you're doing is your thing.
It's me. So I'm so happy and it in is the space
big.
I'm in.
Exactly. Yes. And it is big for you the same way what I'm doing is big for me.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. So, but it's taken a long time and I've had to grow as a person and mature in a whole lot of things and mature in a leader who, one, knows what she wants, knows what she doesn't want, is confrontational, can confront things, but also has empathy. So in our team, I've always said, if you need to go to your kid's swimming lesson, go to your kid's swimming lesson, because that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And if your genius moment is at 4 a.m., do that. And my genius moment is at 12 p.m., whatever, thrive in that. And so I've learned the culture of my business, the type of leader I want to be. And I think it's evident in the team now. And it's not to say we are perfect, but we're having a lot of fun. We respect each other. We love each other. And everybody is living in their dream.
Yes.
Which for me, like, if you don't hear anything else, it's exciting for me to build a team that where everybody is living their dream.
Yeah. For sure. And those are facts.
And that's on producers.
Cut.
Yeah.